Support for KNKX comes from Portage Bay Cafe, now offering local, organic, and sustainable breakfast to go for large parties, corporate events, and more. Ordering available online at portagebaycafe.com.
One of my all-time favorite bands is here, and one of the main inspirations for me developing my modern jazz show, The New Cool, a year ago. The Bad Plus is here. Since the year 2000, this trio has loved to mix things up. They've worked with singer Wendy Lewis on the record For All I Care. Recent albums include The Bad Plus' Joshua Redman with the great sax player, their interpretation of Stravinsky's The Rite of Spring, and their 12th album last year's It's Hard found them returning to cover songs. Earlier this year, they did a series of shows with guitarist Bill Frisell, and they've recently announced another surprising turn. Pianist Ethan Iverson will be leaving the band, and pianist Oren Evans will join the band in the new year with a new album to follow in 2018. We couldn't be more excited to welcome all three of these cool cats back to the KNKX studios. With Reed Anderson at the bass, Dave King drums, Ethan Iverson behind the piano, this is The Bad Plus.
Thank you.
Bad Plus live on 88.5 KNKX. Their latest record, actually, it's a couple years old now. It's Hard, or from last year, I believe. And we've got some more news of the band to share with you. But I wanted to start off a little bit about the origins of the group. They were formed in New York City, but these are three Midwestern guys. Ethan from Wisconsin, and both Reed and Dave from Minnesota. And Dave, I wonder if you could tell us about the culture of Minnesota and how that has influenced your own music and the music of the band.
Just a lot of Scandinavians, which I'm not one, but these guys are. So I've had to deal with that for 18 years. And that's the story of the band right there. It's just Scandinavian angst and a really soulful guy like me dealing with it. Are we just, you know, very happy to have grown up in a city like Minneapolis, which is a very, we think, you know, just a super culturally, it's like a gem of the, they don't even consider themselves, I guess, the Midwest in Minnesota. It's like very, there's a lot of attitude about, it's more north.
Yeah.
And, you know, we had, you know, we were able to be exposed to some great music growing up. It's an incredible music scene. And, you know, we got to see a lot of our heroes growing up and be a part of that, the excitement of improvised music. And so, and also, but then not being bombarded too much, you know, it's also a little lonely outpost, so you get to kind of find your own way. A lot of iconoclastic artists come from there, like the Coen brothers and Prince and people like that, that have their own way of going about things. And I think we were attracted to that aura. So if anything, the three of us kind of take away a little bit of that, having to find your own way and search for it and not have it be right there in front of you if you'd have been growing up in New York or Chicago or something that had more things going on.
Right. And the last time we had this wonderful trio in our studios, they were a quartet with Joshua Redman playing saxophone. So I haven't spoken to you guys about the latest record, It's Hard, which is a return to playing more cover songs. And Cyndi Lauper, as we just heard, Johnny Cash, Prince, Kraftwerk, all on the record. And you've also covered Rush and Nirvana and Queen and Ornette Coleman, which we're going to hear next. Reed, I wonder if you could tell us about the idea of doing more modern covers. Is that something that that everyone in the band enjoys, or is it, has it been more difficult? It's like, oh, I don't want to play a Prince song.
Well, we don't do anything that everyone doesn't agree upon. And I think from the beginning, we weren't by any means the first group to play more modern, you know, popular music. But we did feel that it is important to have a dialogue with what's happening in our life and times and, you know, things that are just around us all. And, you know, on one hand, it's a great doorway for the audience to kind of understand what we're doing. And it kind of translates into our original music as well. You can hear a familiar song and say, oh, I see, this is what's happening with that. And then that also carries over to the original music as well. But it's something, also, I think it really helped us to find our sound as a band, because there's no accepted template for how you would interpret any of these songs. Mm-hmm. So you have to really take each one on its own merit and find something in it that you can, you know, we can be ourselves and hopefully make it our own music in a way.
Right. Now, I want to talk about building the audience that the Bad Plus has. And it's a diverse audience, from young kids who are more Rush and Queen fans to older jazz fans who kind of are piano trio fans. Ethan, I wonder if you could talk to us about the early days of the Bad Plus. Did you find your audience was a blend of different genre fans, or has it always been kind of just music fans enjoy the Bad Plus?
Well, I think we're happy to play for anybody who wants to check us out.
Yeah.
You know, perhaps to our advantage was a kind of openness saying, yeah, this is for you too. Mm-hmm. I don't think jazz musicians are always noted for their audience outreach. You know, sometimes you feel like they only want to play for the secret society. Mm-hmm. And that's okay too. But I guess the way we think about it as part of the jazz tradition is actually that it is, at least in part, a popular music. Mm-hmm. So that's also the covers too, but certainly trying to put on a show that anyone can dig seems like a very honorable thing to do, at least to us.
And going to hear a couple more songs from the band. What have you got for us next, Dave?
We're going to do a beautiful ballad of Ornette Coleman's called Broken Shadows. We've done a lot of his music over the course of the band, probably the number one jazz composer we've done interpretations of the music. Mm-hmm. So this is something we've been doing a little bit lately, and we recorded this for the It's Hard record as well.
All right. The Bad Plus live on 88.5.
Thank you.
Beautiful. The Bad Plus, Ethan Iverson, Reed Anderson, Dave King, piano, bass, and drums live on 88.5. Now, big news in the jazz world when the Bad Plus says they're moving one piano player out and bringing another one in. But when you look at the history of music, Dave, I think I read a quote of yours. There may be no group in jazz history that's played more gigs without a lineup change. I think you could probably take the word jazz out of that. It's really remarkable that the band has been together for so long. I'm really excited to hear what's coming next, but I wonder if that was a difficult decision to make for the band to decide, okay, we need to mix it up a little bit.
I think it's just based on, I think Ethan wants to do some other stuff, and that's honorable, and that's super cool with us. I mean, that's, Reed and I want to continue the trajectory of this music, and it's what we did with Ethan is undeniable. It's wonderful, yeah. And I like being out here with him playing right now, so it's all, I mean, it's for me, it's all about, I'm looking forward to hearing what Ethan plays as well.
Right. And so Ethan will be free to pursue his dreams of becoming a professional trampoliner.
Yeah.
And continue his music. Ethan, you've been pretty busy. You got a chance to work with Ron Carter on the trio record Purity of the Turf. You've been working a lot with drummer Billy Hart. What is front of mind for you for 2018? Do you have anything specifically that you're excited about?
Well, I am going to be in Seattle a couple of times. I'm going to be in February playing with the Mark Morris Dance Group.
We had some of our studio audience talking about that earlier.
Yeah, there's it's kind of a review of the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper's album, which I create a score which is sort of based on classical music.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like a dance suite of original music and actually Bad Plus influenced deconstructions, I would say, of the Beatles. And then I'm hoping to bring this new duo with Mark Turner to the Earshot Festival in the fall. I might know who to ask. He might be
he
close
could be in the
here.
Building.
He might
he
actually
could be, in the
be hearing this interview right now. So we'll see how that goes.
And Reed, I wanted to talk to you about bringing Orrin Evans into the band. I understand you've known Orrin for a number of years. What can you tell us for those that aren't familiar with his playing about Orrin Evans?
Yeah, I've known Orrin since the early 90s and have played with him a lot, and he's a good friend. Orrin is an incredible player. He's also a fellow weirdo, which is the main job requirement for being in the Bad Plus.
Yeah, you're not going to fill Ethan's position with someone that isn't really weird.
That's right. So, he's really a tremendous musician. He's also somebody that in his own career has been really committed to group music and you know, he plays with a lot of joy, a lot of inspiration, and it's we're really looking forward to that next chapter.
Could you tell us about the first gigs you had with Orrin in the Bad Plus? I guess you had some Brooklyn shows or performances?
No, there have been no performances.
There have been no performances?
No, of course not. Ethan's still in the band.
Oh, no.
But there have
we're
been
out here
some,
with the maestro.
There have been some recordings underway. Ethan, yeah.
Oh, I played with Orrin a little bit recently. Ah.
They've played together more than we have.
Yeah, he's well suited to take this band to the next level, I would say.
And Dave, you were telling me before we started that a new record has been recorded already.
Yes.
What details can you give me? Do you have a release date or a title or anything?
I'm hoping to get it out in January.
Oh wow, that's right around the corner.
Yeah.
And
I remember the songs.
Is this going to be full of new original songs? Or
yeah,
do we have,
it's all original music. Yeah,
fantastic. Well, we have that to look forward to.
I want to say, though, from the three of us, that we've really appreciated the support for this band in Seattle over the years. It's one of the first cities that really got behind us, and we visit a lot, and we're thankful that anyone keeps showing up to see us. So we're happy to be here with Ethan in the final stretch of this particular group. It's very important for us to play certain cities, and Seattle was one of them, so we appreciate being here.
Speaking for the Puget Sound, let me just say we're all big fans of all three of you, so whoever you guys want to come through play with, we'll come see you.
Awesome.
And we've got a Reed Anderson original to finish off with. Tell us about this song, Reed.
This is a song called Big Eater. This is actually was one of the original compositions of the band. It's been in our repertoire since pretty much the beginning. So we know it pretty well. We'll probably make a lot of mistakes just through overconfidence.
Bad Plus, live on 88.5.